right, we are going to continue with our media availabilities here at Texas Motor Speedway in advance of Sunday's AAA Texas 500. We are joined by one of our playoff drivers, Eric Almirola, driver of the number 10 Smithfield Spirals Ford. We will open it up to questions for Eric. Just raise your hand. We will get a wireless mic to you. Start with Bob in the front.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Next week at Phoenix with the starting line moved, how will that change things there?
I think it'll just make the restarts really hectic and interesting. We're not allowed to pass till we get to the start-finish line. So I think when you look at Phoenix with the start-finish line being before the dogleg, I would imagine that we'll cross the start-finish line and we'll be 9 wide going through the dogleg, and then we'll try and figure out how to get back to 2 wide by the time we get to the new turn 1. That's a really flat, tricky corner, so running much more than 2 wide is pretty difficult through there. So I'm sure it'll fan out and get really, really exciting. And I think, when it gets down late in the race as well, the restarts will be really, really intense and chaotic with guys, trying to make moves in desperation, trying to, make that final round of 4. You can run 2 wide through the old 3 and 4, the new 1 and 2, I guess it's going to be. You can run 2 wide pretty comfortably through there, but I think that there's potential for us to be 4, 5, 6 wide going through that dogleg. I mean, we've seen it when it was just the back straightaway. So now just kind of going through the gears, I think it's going to be pretty crazy.
Go to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. You won at Talladega when you had to. Do you feel like you're sort of back in that position again, having to win one of the next two?
Yeah, I feel like the situation we were in going into the playoffs, that really the only round that I felt like we could make it through on points was the first round. I thought that once we got through the first round, at that point we were far enough behind on bonus points that we were going to need to win. You can't count on that many people in front of you on points having worse weekends than you. There's a reason that, the guys are who they are in the top 8 or top 12 is because they always run in the top 10, or top 5, or they're the same people challenging to win races. So you can't bank on just outpointing them. And again, we're in a similar situation where we're showing up here, and I think we're 50 points out. You're not going to make that up in 2 weeks. So I think it's pretty plain and simple for us. We just got to go win.
Come here to the left to Stephen.
Just want to ask you, since you've been part of this team, what has it meant with Clint, Kevin, and Kurt? I mean, we don't even know what Kurt's future is, but just being teammates with them and what it's meant, what each of those guys are like for you?
Well, it's been incredible to have their experience. You look at Kevin and Kurt, they're champions, and to be able to lean on them and to learn from them and study their not only their driving techniques, but just everything about the way that they approach the weekend, the way that they approach practice, the way that they debrief, after final practice on Saturday, and the things that they're looking for out of their race cars on Saturday to make sure that they're good on Sunday. They have so much knowledge and so much history at all these racetracks that they know what they're looking for. They know the feel that they're looking for. And then you got Clint, who's obviously been very successful in our sport, won a bunch of races, challenged for a championship a few times. I think he's came up just barely short. I think he's finished second or third in the points on a couple different occasions. So just really talented race car drivers, and I get to work alongside them and learn from them. And I'm the youngest guy of the group, so it feels nice to be able to have that experience to lean on.
Additional questions for Eric? Over here to Woody in the front.
Woody Kay with MRN. Eric, can you just kind of take me through a lap here, the way you have to drive it now with the repave and the reconfiguration versus the way you used to have to drive Texas?
Yeah, so the Texas of a few years ago, you know, was really fast, but then the tires started to wear out. The pavement was, you know, starting to get abrasive and wear on the tires, you know, similar to like an Atlanta, Chicago type place. And then now they've reconfigured the track and repaved it, so the tires don't wear out, and we're going insanely fast around this place. And in turn three and four, there's just so much grip. And you know that the bottom is the fastest way around the racetrack right now, because the repave, there's so much grip there, and you kind of have to run in the rubber. Wherever the rubber's not laid down, the track is very slick. And then turn one and two is weird because you're going so fast when you get there, and then with the reduced banking, with the reconfiguration, you, in a way, you kind of have to tiptoe through there. You know, most mile and a half racetracks we go to, you're just really aggressive, and you know, you rifle the car off into the corner, and the banking kind of holds the car, and you kind of just get after it. Well, you do that in turn three and four here, but then turn one and two, you know, you're running 210 miles an hour, 212 miles an hour when you get there, and then you kind of have to let way out of the gas and use some brake and kind of tiptoe through there because it's so flat. The car is just not as stuck to the racetrack. And then with it being a repave, you know, you kind of have to wait for the track to rubber in before you can even really try to attack it. And when I say attack it, it's very cautiously.
Anything else for Eric? All right, Eric, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Good luck
thanks,
on Sunday.
Guys.